Good morning.
Good morning.
你讲。
英姐早上好。
很高兴见到你。That's my Mandarin for the day. Today is Easter Sunday. In today's secular society, Easter often seems to be more about Easter bunnies, Easter eggs, and candies.
今天是复活节的主日，在当今这个非宗教很世俗化的社会里，复活节呢常常是被我们与这些兔子呀、彩蛋呀和糖果联系在一起。
It seems the events surrounding a Jewish teacher from Bethlehem are somehow forgotten by many in the celebration of spring and Easter dinners.
我们现在呢就常常是忘记了，我们是为了纪念这位从伯利恒来的这位犹太人的夫子，我们现在常常只是为了庆祝这个春天，还有我们在大吃这个复活节的晚餐。
The thoughts of his victory over death and being alive are kept in the back of many minds during this time.
我们把真正复活节的这个意义给忘记了。我们现在在复活节的时候呢，常常忘记了主耶稣他是胜过了死亡，他并且从死里复活。
Is the resurrection really that important for the celebration of Easter?
复活节对于我们庆祝这个复活本身这件事情，对我们庆祝复活节来说，真的是很重要吗？
Are the events of Jesus' life relevant to us today?
耶稣的生平对我们今天来说仍然是重要的吗？
I'm sure millions of people throughout history have asked that question.
我相信从古至今已经有千万人问过这样的问题。
Before coming to faith in Christ,You may have asked that same question.
你在信主前是不是也问过自己这样的问题呢？
Perhaps you're sitting here this morning and you're asking that question.
也许在今天你坐在这里的时候，这些问题还充满在你的脑海里。
Why all the fuss about Easter?
为什么我们要对这个复活节这件事情大惊小怪呢？
Why does it matter whether Jesus rose from the dead?
为什么耶稣的身体从坟墓里复活与我们有关系呢？
You may say, I try to live a good life. I'm a responsible member of the community. I'm an honest person. I'm very hardworking. What gets so excited about an event that occurred over 2,000 years ago?
你可能说 我想要一个好的美好的生活，而且呢我在社区里也是一个有责任心的人，而且我平时呢也是既诚恳 又勤奋的人，为什么我们还要在为这件2000多年前发生的事情而感到兴奋呢？
If it does matter, if it's essential to my faith, then what is it about the resurrection that offers me purpose, hope, and a future?
如果这件事情跟我们相关，那么复活给我会带来我目的、希望还有未来的盼望，这一天和别的日子有什么不同呢？
Why is this day so different from all the other days?
为什么这一个日子和别的日子会不一样？
And I believe the answer is the most important one ever given.
我相信呢这个答案，我今天告诉你的答案是比任何人告诉你的答案中更为重要的一个。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is without question.The most pivotal truth to the Christian faith.
主耶稣的复活无疑是我们基督教信仰的核心。
Paul makes it very clear in the passage that we just read.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书15章12节到20节说得很清楚。
So in my message this morning, I want to focus on three points.
我今天的讲到的信息会着重分为三个部分来讲。
First point is, if life doesn't continue, then it didn't continue for Jesus.
第一点是，如果我们今生是没有延续的，那主耶稣也没有延续。
The second point is that if life doesn't go on, then your faith is empty and your sins haven't been forgiven.
第二点是，如果我们今生是没有延续的呢，那你们所信仰的你们所信的信仰都是空的，你们的罪也没有得到赦免。
And the third and final point is, if life ends at death, then Christians cease to exist, and we have missed what life is all about.
如果生命在死以后就结束了的话呢，那我们就不会看到再有基督徒了，我们也已经忽视了我们整个生命的意义。
The first point, if life doesn't continue, then it didn't continue for Jesus.
我们现在来讨论第一点，如果我们今生是没有延续的，那么耶稣也没有延续。
Verse 16 reads, For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either.
第十六节讲到，因为使人若没有复活，基督也没有复活了。
When Paul wrote the First Corinthians, he was writing to a people who refused to believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus.
使徒保罗在写哥林多前书的时候呢，他是写给那些拒绝相信主耶稣从死里复活的人的。
It seems that they were willing to follow and adhere to his teaching, but they stopped short in their belief that he defeated death.
当时的犹太人他们是相信，他们相信主耶稣的教导，但是他们对主耶稣的信仰呢，只是停留在这个理论的层面，他们其实是不相信主已经复活了的。
Paul is logically helping them to understand that Jesus is more than a moral teacher whose teaching leads a full and balanced life. He is much more than the moral influence.
保罗想 在理性上帮助他们能够理解，主耶稣呢不光是能够让你有丰盛的生命，而且他也不光是让你在道德上能够成圣的一个人。
Paul's point is that life continues. It doesn't end with your final heartbeat and breath.
保罗的重点呢是说，在生命以后还是有延续的，你的生命并不是在你心跳停止的那一刻就终结了。
It didn't end for Jesus, and it doesn't end for anyone. Jesus came back, he went to the other side, and has returned to tell us, for all people who receive his forgiveness, that all is well. That on the other side of your last beat, that all is well.
死亡对主耶稣来说是他是没有结束的，对我们任何来说也是同样如此。主耶稣他到过世界的另一边，他看过世界的另一边，而且呢他回来了，他回来告诉所有的人，告诉所有需要他原谅的人。
Are there any scientists or engineers here this morning?
我想请问一下，我们中间有没有是做从事科学的，或者是做工程师的人，请举手。
Before I became a pastor, I was an engineer myself.
在我做牧师以前呢，我自己是一位工程师。
The first law of thermodynamics says that no mass or energy is ever destroyed; it merely changes form.
热力学第一定律告诉我们。能量和物质是守恒的，它们不会消失，而只是会从一种形态转化成另一种形态。
When a piece of wood burns, it is not destroyed.
当一块木头被烧掉的时候呢，这个木头本身它并没有消失。
Some of it becomes heat, some deteriorates into ashes, but it is not destroyed.
它的一部分被烧成了灰，另一部分呢，它变成了热量。但是呢，这个它的物质本身，它其实是并没有消失的。
It just changes.
它只是转化成了另一种形态。
When a lake dries up, the water is gone. It evaporates into the air, but the water will return to the earth someday as rain.
当一个湖泊它变干涸以后呢，这个水你看上去是不见了，可是呢，它只是蒸发掉了，它转化成了另一种形式。有一天。有一天呢，这些水蒸气重新会变成雨回到地上。
If we can see this all around in the physical world, why is it so hard to conceive of it in the spiritual world?
如果我们可以理解这些在物质世界上这些这样的道理的话呢，为什么把它放到属灵的世界上，我们就想不明白呢？
If we see it in nature, why can't we see it in the sphere of faith?
如果我们在大自然里有看到这样的能量守恒、物质守恒的事情，为什么我们不能把它放在信仰的世界里呢？
We too can have the same confidence that the Apostle Paul said when he said, "We shall all be changed."
我们也应该跟保罗一样有这样的确据，相信我们的身体呢，有一天是会变成另一种形态。So
if life doesn't continue, then it didn't continue for Jesus.
所以我们说呢，如果我们的生命没有延续呢，那对于主耶稣来说也是一样的。
The second point is that if life didn't continue on, then your faith is empty and your sins haven't been forgiven.
第二点呢，就是说，如果生命没有延续呢，那我们所信仰的都全部都是空的，我们的罪也没有得到赦免。
Verse 17 reads, "And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins."
第十七节的时候讲到说，基督如果没有复活，你们的信全都是枉然，你们也仍然生活在罪里。Paul
is saying here that if Christ has not been raised, because there is no resurrection of the dead, that means also that Christ cannot be with believers.
保罗在这里讲到，如果主耶稣没有复活呢，那耶稣也不会与基督徒们在一起。
As a result, Christ cannot be anything more than a great historical example of a righteous life.
如果主耶稣没有复活，那他对我们来说呢，也就是只是世界上一位很平常一位伟人而已，就是历史上的一个伟人而已。
And that creates another problem, because like the other prophets, Jesus would have died condemned without wealth or honor.
这样的话就产生了一个问题，这样主耶稣的死，他就只是跟历史上一些其他的众先知一样，他虽然死了，可是他没有为我们赎罪，他的死呢也是不被人家所尊荣的。To
follow Jesus' example of how to live a righteous life, a person must also live in such a way as to experience similar rejection.
我们如果要效仿主耶稣，过一个圣洁公义的一生的话，我们也要学习他这样来经历这种相似的这种拒绝的经验。But
if shame in this life is all that we experience as Christ followers, then Christians are indeed a people to be pitied.
如果我们作为基督徒，我们经历的只是 为你为了主耶稣的缘故感到羞耻的话，那我们的确是一个很可怜的人了。Our
faith is emptied of any content if we believe that what we are and what we have now is all that we will ever be or have.
如果我们相信我们今生所拥有的一切就是我们的所有，then
Christ has accomplished nothing for us, and we are still in our sins.
那主耶稣呢，就没有为我们成就任何的事情，我们也仍然活在罪中。Let
me ask you, have you ever been taken in? Have you ever felt the pressure to buy something or do something? And then after you gave in, you felt regret?
我想问一下你们，有没有那种因为去某种压力而做一些事情，或者是买一样东西的经验，有没有你？ 因为那些销售员的说服而买了一样东西，可是买了以后会很后悔的呢？
Some feel that way when they buy an expensive item, like maybe a brand new car. They feel some regret.
你有没有有那种经验？比如说买了一样很贵重的东西，比如说买了一辆很豪华的车，然后买了以后你特后悔。
A couple months ago, I bought a new car. It's a used car, but after I bought it, I thought about it. I thought, boy, should I buy it?
第有几个月前买了一辆新车，一辆新的二手车。尽管是二手车呢，他还是买了以后有点后悔，觉得说 真的需要买这辆车吗？
I'm sure all of you have been bombarded with sales pitch that come by the mail, in person, and of course through the telephone.
我相信你们都有这种被这个推销员给骚扰的经历。有时候他们是用这种email 的形式来骚扰你们，有时候呢是用上门推销的，更多的时候呢他们在电话里来向你推销东西。
I'm now in the habit of asking immediately when I get one of these phone calls, is this a sales call?
我现在就养成了一个习惯，等他们一打电话给我的时候呢，我就立马问他们，你们要向我推销东西吗？
I think the telemarketers must be aware of this because they often answer no, and then they go right into their sales pitch.
我相信这些推销员呢也知道这回事，所以我一问他的时候他就说，不是不是，我不向你推销东西。说完以后呢他就接着说下来要给我推销什么东西了。
One time I asked if this was a sales call, and the guy says, what do you think? Wow, it sounds like one, so I hung up the phone.
有一次我就问那个推销员，我说你是要向我卖东西吗？他说你觉得呢？我说你好像想要我向我推销东西。我说到这里我就把电话嘣的一下给挂了。
On this bright Easter morning, make no mistake about what the Apostle Paul is saying. If Jesus didn't come back bodily out of that grave 2,000 years ago, you have been tricked. You've handed over your credit card and you're on the hook.
在这个晴朗的复活节的主日的早上呢，朋友们请不要搞错了，使徒保罗在这里说，耶稣2000多年前如果没有从坟墓里出来的话，你就彻底的上当受骗了，就好像你把你的信用卡号码给出去了，你就彻底上钩了。
You, my friend, have been fooled. Your weekly journey to this place every Sunday has been a big waste of time.
你们都给骗了，如果耶稣没有复活，你们每天每一个周末主日来这里做敬拜全都是浪费时间。
If the resurrection didn't take place, then the faith that you have is groundless.
如果耶稣没有复活的话呢，那我们所信的这一切都是没有根据的。
If Christ has not been raised, every preacher, every teacher, every missionary in the world is willfully or ignorantly misguiding others.To trust in a delusion.
如果耶稣没有复活，那这世界上的每一个教师、每一个宣教士，他们都曾经有意或者无意的误导你们，在相信一种错觉。
So the delusion not simply with respect to the resurrection as a fact of history, but also with regard to the gospel that depends on it.
因为主耶稣复活这件事呢。它是一个历史事实，而且我们整个的福音都是建立在这个基础上的。
Without the resurrection of Christ as an historical fact, the Christian gospel is merely a pie in the sky when you die that keeps you content but has no substance.
如果主耶稣复活它不是一个历史事实的话呢，我们所信的基督教的福音就只是人民的鸦片。他就好像跟我们说，你们在天上积财富，让我们向往，有一些日后的东西可以向往。
The faith of your grandparents, your parents, your uncles, your aunts is just so much wishful thinking if Christ has not been raised.
如果主耶稣没有复活，那我们的父辈，我们的祖父辈，一辈辈教导我们所信的这个信仰都是空的。
If Jesus is still in a Jerusalem grave, then we are still in our sins.
如果主耶稣今天还是躺在耶路撒冷的坟墓里，那我们全都还活在我们自己的罪中。
Verse 17 reads, And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins.
16节这里说到，因为使人若没有复活，基督也没有复活了。基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。
This spells out the implication of what I have already said. If Christ has not been raised, then every person who has trusted in Christ for forgiveness of sin is in fact miserably misguided.
Show
your sins.
这也就是我前面所说的, 如果基督没有复活, 那每一个所信基督的人, 他的罪也没有被赦免。 你们都还活在罪中。
You have not received forgiveness. Your guilt remains. You thought you had found a place of peace and reconciliation. How wrong you were.
你们都活在罪中, 没有被赦免。
If Christ has not been raised, we certainly do not know what way there is to peace and salvation, to forgiveness of sin. We are still in our sins. No resurrection, no salvation.
如果主耶稣没有复活, 我们到如今还是不知道怎么可以自救，怎么可以得救。 所以说没有主耶稣的复活就没有救恩。If
life doesn't continue, then it didn't continue for Jesus. If life doesn't go on, then your faith is empty and your sins haven't been forgiven.
如果生命在死亡之后就结束了，就没有基督徒，我们的罪也就没有被赦免。The
third and final point is if life ends at death, then Christians cease to exist. And we have missed what life is all about.
第三条就是说，如果死，如果生命在死亡以后就没有了，那我们也就不会看到基督徒了。我们全部都忽视了生命的意义所在。Verses
18 to 20 reads, "Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead." The first fruit of those who have fallen asleep.
在十六章16，18节我们这里看到说，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜，但基督已从死里复活，成为睡了之人出熟的果子。
It's true that Christians believe that this present life must be lived with the perspective of eternity.
我们基督徒相信，我们虽然有今生，我们也有来生，也有永生。
For example, the Christian is to seek out the kingdom of God and His righteousness over such things as food, drink and clothing.
我们做基督徒应该把我们的眼光放在永生的事情上，而不是放在今生的一些吃啊喝啊这些物质的这些欲望上。
The Christian is to take the narrow gate and hard way because these lead to life.
因为我们放这些永生的事情上，因为这些事情呢可以给我们带来生命。
The Christian is to have a mind set on heavenly things and not earthly things, putting to death earthly desires and appetites.
我们基督徒应该着眼于属天的事，而不是属世的一些事情。我们应该把这些属世的这些欲望把它消灭掉。
If Christ has not been raised, then there is nothing beyond the grave.
如果耶稣没有复活，没有从坟墓里出来，
the rigors and denials of this life would have been for nothing.
那我们今生所做的这些苦难，或我们今生这些节制，都是徒然的。The
greatest hope and aspirations of this life would have been for nothing.
我们这些今生的盼望也都是徒然的。If
we have had hope for this life only, with no reason to expect anything after this life, what a pitiful state we would be in.
如果我们只在今生有盼望，来生没有盼望。 那我们是陷入了一种何等可怜的境界呢？
As a result, there's no resurrection, then there's no hope.
所以说我们说没有复活呢，就意味着没有盼望。But
the good news is that Christ has been raised.
可是带给大家好消息是，耶稣其实复活了。Verse
20 says, "But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep."
二十节说到，基督已从死里复活。 他成为睡了之人出熟的果子。
What a tremendous significance the resurrection has for the Christian.
复活对我们基督来说何等重要啊！
We have good news for ourselves, for others, for the world.
他不光带给我们，带给他人，还带给全世界这个好的消息。
All who believe in Christ can be certain of the forgiveness of sin.
我们所有信主的人，所有有罪的人，我们现在都有这个罪能够被赦免的这个确据。
The hope of an even fuller life after death is solid and strong.
更好的消息是我们死了以后呢，还有更好的永生的盼望。
What an awful state we would be in if Christ has not been raised.
如果耶稣没有复活，那想想看我们有多糟糕啊！
But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead.
可是耶稣的的确确从死里复活了。
Hallelujah! With confidence, believe it, live it, and share it.
哈利路亚，赞美主！我们有这个确据，相信生活和分享主耶稣的复活。
How can we be sure? You may ask.
你可能会问，为什么我们有确据呢？
Well, all but one of the original 12 disciples was martyred. They were killed for their belief.
你想想看，主耶稣开始跟随的十二个门徒里面，除了一位以外，其余十一位全部都因为他们的信仰缘故而殉道。
Surely others of the apostles were also martyred.
以后的使徒有的也都殉道了。
It's not reasonable for dozens or hundreds of believers to die for what they knew was a lie.
如果这个信仰不是真的，你想想看，有几十上百人为了一个假的这个信息去献上自己的生命，好像不太合理。
Christianity would have been the easiest religion to disprove in the first few years after Christ died.
基督教应该是一个很容易被推翻的宗教。
Just produce the body of Christ. And yet, no such body has turned up.
你们只要找到主耶稣的身体就行了，可是他们从来没有找到过。Now,
I don't know anybody that has come back from the dead.
我不认识任何一个人曾经从死里复活过。Better
than that, Jesus said that he would die and come back from the dead. And he did.
更好的是，主耶稣他说他会从死里复活，而且他真的做到了。There's
a fellow named Harry. There's a fellow called Henry Houdini. He was a famous stunt performer and escape artist. He said he would come back, but he didn't.
有一个人他的名字叫做Henry Houdini。他是那种，他是一个著名的表演家，就是那种，有个人他挑战那个死亡的极限，把自己关在笼子里，然后说放在水底下过多少个小时以后能够逃出来那种人。他说他能够战胜死亡，从死里复活，但是他没有做到。
Overcoming death is a big deal. It cannot be ignored.
真的死亡不是一件小的事情，这个事情不能够被忽视。If
someone tells you that he's going to die, he's going to be dead for 3 days, and then he's going to be raised up again, and they proceed to do it, then I suggest that you would listen to that person.
如果有人告诉你他能够死了以后3天复活。
Jesus said he would return. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, it reads, For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
主耶稣他说他会复活，在帖撒罗尼迦前书 第四章第十六节说道，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号角吹响，在那里，基督在基督里死了的人必先复活。I've
always wondered why the non-believers don't hear his voice and the sound of the trumpet.
我常常在想。 为什么不信主的人听不到主的声音，也听不到这个号角的声音呢？
How is it that only those who love Jesus hear that voice and that sound?
为什么只有信主的人才能够听到 主的声音和听到号角的声音呢？
Well, one day I came across something interesting that explained that to me.
有一天我碰到了一件事情，让我想明白了这个道理。
In the winter time, as you know, there's the great Canada geese that fly from the north to the south. They fly south in the winter time to get away from the cold.
你们知道，在加拿大有一种鹅，它们是一种候鸟。它们在冬天呢，会从北部迁徙到南部，去避免那个严寒的冬天。
Then when springtime comes, they would fly back to the north.
在春天来了以后，它们重新回到北部。
Well, when one of these great geese went down to the southern United States, there was a farmer who caught one.
有一次鹅，它在南下飞到美国南部的时候呢，不小心被一个农夫给抓住了。
He tied a string on his leg and put him with the rest of the domestic ducks on the pond.
这个农夫就把一个绳子拴在这个鹅的这个腿上，然后把它放在一群鸭子中一起饲养。
And that great goose from the north, he just swam around and around with the domestic ducks.
这只鹅呢，就每天，与这一群鸭子一起在这个池塘里游来游去，整个冬天都是这个样子。
They spend the entire winter time with the domestic ducks.
它整个一个冬天都是与这群鸭子在一起。
But when springtime came, these great goose rose from the swamps in the southern United States.
可是当第二年的春天来临的时候。当整群的鹅从美国的这个沼泽和湖泊上飞出来向北部迁徙的时候
And one band of these great geese was flying over the pond where that geese was swimming.
他们从天上飞过的时候整群从天上飞过的时候他们就看到了这个在池塘里游来游去这个鸭子
And they called from the sky and the geese looked up and saw them flying.
他们从天上呼喊他，这个鹅就在下面听到了。
And when the goose in the sky called again, the goose in the pond lurched and started to fly.
这群鹅在天上这样子跟他叫的时候呢，下面这地上这只鹅，它就很想挣脱这个绳索。
But he was unable to fly too far because of the string on his leg.
可是因为他这个脚被锁住了，所以他飞不远。
And the band in the sky called out again.
天上这一群鹅就天上特别着急，就在天上再这样叫啊，呼喊啊，叫。
And that great goose spread its wing and lurched up and finally broke the string and was able to fly.
这地上这只鹅呢，就听到他们叫以后，就用力一挣脱，结果就挣脱了绳索，然后也飞到天上去了。
And when I heard that, I said, "That's exactly what it's going to be when Christ returns."
当我听到这件事的时候呢，我就想说以后主耶稣复活的时候就跟这个一模一样。
Those who die without Christ will not hear.
那些死了但是没有信主的人也是听不到这个声音的。
They don't move. Their hearts are not stirred like the domestic ducks.
他们死了以后他们听不到他们的心也跟那些鸭子一样他们的心不会动
They just circle around in the earth and on the pond
他们就像那些鸭子一样在那个池塘里游来游去可是他们不会动也听不到
But that great goose when he heard the birds flying in the sky calling him his heart was stirred
但那只地上的鹅，他一听到这一群天上鹅在天上呼喊他的时候呢，他马上他的心就有反应，他就动了，然后他就飞起来去加入他们的行列。
And he lifted up his head and his eyes were in the sky, and he joined them in heaven.
他抬起头来看着他们，然后他也飞起来跟他们一起飞到天上去，飞到天国里去。
That's the way it's going to be with us.
我们也是这样。
If we fall asleep before the Lord comes, when the trumpet sound, when the archangel cries, we shall hear his voice.
如果我们在耶稣来以前睡去的话，当那一天耶稣回来，当号角响起，当天使长呼喊我们的时候呢，我们就能听到他的声音。
And we shall rise to meet our Lord and all the saints of God in the sky.
我们就会起来与主在空中相遇。
I don't know whether you're familiar with the Peanuts cartoon or not.
我不知道你们是不是对这个 Peanuts 的这个卡通比较熟悉，就是那些有那个 Snoopy 狗啊，有那个 Charlie Brown 的那一系列的卡通。
It was Saturday morning, TV time at their family.、Okay.
有一天早上是那个就是早上看电视的时间。
Lucy and Linus, their brothers and sisters, okay. So they were sitting in front of the TV, watching, okay.
Lucy 和 Linus 是一对姐弟，他们坐在电视机前看电视。
Lucy said to Linus, can you go and get me a glass of water?
Lucy 跟 Linus 说，Linus 你去给我倒一杯水好吗？
Linus looked very surprised. Why should I do anything for you? You never do anything for me.
Linus 就很惊讶，说：“我凭什么要给你做呀？你从来没有为我做过什么事情啊。”
Then Lucy says, "On your 75th birthday, I'll bake you a cake."
大家都听懂了。那个 Lucy 就许愿给 Linus 说：“我在你75岁生日那一天呢，我会给你烤一个大蛋糕。”
All of a sudden, Linus got up and went to the kitchen.And he said, life is more pleasant when you have something to look forward to.
Linus 就站起来说，走到厨房里说，哎，生命还是有盼望的时候比较快乐。
So let me close by reading the most important passage in the Bible. Okay? And it's the passage that we just read.
我们已再读一，把这个我们这个比较重要的这些经节再读一遍，就是我们看到那个从12节到20节。
It's from 1 Corinthians chapter 15.Verses 12 to 20. But if it is preached that Christ has not been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God.For we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead, but he did not raise him, if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men.But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep.
我再重复一下，我们今天的讲章是围绕在第哥林多前书第十五章第十二节到第二十节，也是说到，既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说死人复活的事情呢？若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然，并且明显我们是为神枉做见证的，因为我们见证神是叫基督复活了。若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了，因为死人若不复活，基督也没有复活了。基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。但基督从死里复活，成为睡了之人出熟的果子。
Today is Easter Sunday.
今天是复活节的主日。
We celebrate a risen Lord.
我们一起来庆祝一位复活的主。
And because of that, our faith is not in vain.
因为这个缘故，所以我们信的就不是枉然。
Our sins are forgiven.
我们的罪都得到赦免。
And when our physical life here on earth is over, we will be with the Lord forever.
当我们在今生的路走完以后，我们会来生与主永远的在一起。
And that's why the resurrection of Jesus Christ really matters.
这就是我们今天的讲到说为什么主耶稣的复活对我们来说是重要的。
Because it forms a key foundation of a Christian faith.
因为这就是奠定了我们基督教的核心。
Okay, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your steadfast love for each one of us. And we thank you that you gave us Jesus Christ as a living sacrifice to pay the penalty for our sins. And not only that, Jesus Christ rose again from the dead so that our faith will be made stronger. And just thank you for that. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you that he is alive today. Amen.
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 好，我们一起起立唱一首回应的诗歌，主活着。
感谢主，主已经复活了，我们所信的是吧？
死亡从死里复活，再次的宣告你是生命之主。主啊，谢谢你赐生命气息给你的儿女，赐各样的恩典给你的儿女。主啊，也让我们把你从你而来来奉献给你，无论是金钱是各样的恩赐，我们都奉献给你，求你悦纳。我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
赞美真神万物之根，你长生命当感主恩，天上万军。
其牧师来祝福。
Do you know what made Christianity different from all the other religions and philosophies of the world? It's the resurrection. We worship the risen Lord. We worship a Lord that's willing to die for us, who loves us so much. And more than that, He rose again so that we can spend eternity with Him. So may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide with you now and forever. And all God's people say, Amen.
Amen.
加试分享时间。